Did you know that your orthodontic appliances actually corrode in a patient's mouth? That's true. Studies in the past have shown that especially on stainless steel arch wires, corrosion can occur if the arch wires remain in the mouth for extended periods of time. And this corrosion could cause weakening or excess friction on the arch wires because of irregularities. But does this same corrosion problem occur with the newer nickel-titanium arch wires? That question was addressed in a study that was published in the April 2003 issue of the Australian Orthodontic Journal. The title of the article is In Vitro Surface Corrosion of Stainless Steel and Nickel-Titanium Orthodontic Appliances. This study was co-authored by Dr. Shin and two research associates from the Orthodontic Department in the College of Dentistry at Yonsei University in Seoul, Korea. The purpose of their paper was to determine the surface morphological changes on stainless steel attachments and arch wires, and to compare that with nickel-titanium arch wires after prolonged exposure to saliva. Now, in this study, the appliances were subjected to artificial saliva, since this was a laboratory study. And in case you're wondering, yes, it is possible to create artificial saliva that actually simulates the constituency of human saliva. A sample of stainless steel brackets and arch wires, as well as nickel-titanium arch wires, were subjected to this test. In fact, this was a huge sample. Nearly 400 simulated appliances were tested, and they were divided into four groups according to manufacturer and type of arch wire. Each of these groups were further divided into subgroups that were immersed in artificial saliva for periods of from 1 day all the way up to 12 weeks. Then the authors evaluated the color change, surface morphology, and visualized the changes using a spectrophotometer which could detect the areas of corrosion. Okay, what did these researchers find? We know that stainless steel corrodes in saliva, but what about nickel-titanium arch wires? Well, the authors' data confirmed the earlier observations about stainless steel arch wires. Corrosion could be seen on all stainless steel arch wires from the first day, and by the end of 12 weeks, all stainless steel samples appeared to be covered in corrosion products. But there was no evidence of corrosion of the nickel-titanium wires even up to 12 weeks. There may have been a slight change in color, but no other changes in surface appearance were observed. So there you have it. The nickel-titanium arch wires do not corrode when compared to stainless steel appliances. So in conclusion, uniform surface corrosion, which increased with time, was found on all stainless steel appliances that were incubated in artificial saliva for up to 12 weeks. On the other hand, nickel-titanium arch wires exhibited only a slight color change, but no corrosion was evident. If you're interested in reviewing this excellent study, you can find it in the April 2003 issue of the Australian Orthodontic Journal.